The word today is prepared. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. When we're tired or on a long journey, the thought of going home brings comfort. Home is the place where we can recover from the stresses of life. As Christians, we do not consider this world to be our home, but we look forward to our heavenly home. Jesus promised that even though he was leaving, he would return and take us to be with him. Here to share more about this joyful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Prepared.
When we are stressed, when we're troubled, when we're hurting or healing up, we want to go home. We want to go somewhere where we'll be comfortable, where we know we're not going to be strained and have to struggle. It's always a good thing to have a place to come back to where you can let down. You don't have to fight anymore. You don't have to push and stress. That's what's great about having a home to come to. Jesus gives us comfort in John chapter 14 when he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." That comment of Jesus caused a lot of confusion in the minds of the apostles. They said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And then comes one of the most famous lines, statements from Jesus in John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We have such a great comfort from Jesus when he talks about going to prepare a place for you. We can have very troubled hearts when Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Oh man, the things that we can fear or worry about. We often live in times that we consider the most tumultuous and most difficult. There's always fear of war or depravity of the world, the ungodliness of culture. We can fear personally disease or death itself. Sometimes there's ungodly social movements that are taking place, or maybe a government that is corrupt. We can have a lot of things on our mind, concerns, big concerns. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." I'm reminded of the fact that we are victors in Jesus Christ. We may be stressed and strained physically, we may have troubles, but in Christ we have the assurance of resurrection from the dead and life eternal. In the book of Revelation, the Christians are called overcomers. We are people who have come through trials and tribulations and difficulties and have been brought through death to life eternal. That's what it means to be an overcomer in Jesus Christ. In fact, the Easter peace that Christians have includes forgiveness of sins, the assurance of the resurrection of the body from the dead, and reception of a glorified body that is fit to live in God's presence, and then eternal life with the Lord. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says in verse 3 of John 14, "I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am." Now let's think for a second about what was awaiting the apostles before that was fulfilled. Jesus would take them to be where he was, meaning into the eternal presence of God the Father, into glory. But what had to happen first? They were kicked out of the synagogue. They would be hated by all, as Jesus told them. They would eventually face martyrdom. All except John the Apostle were martyred. The other 11 were martyred. And John languished in a prison on an island named Patmos. Jesus at one point says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." There would be a lot of difficult things ahead of the apostles as they followed Jesus. Let's keep in mind that we are not better than the apostles. And I remember Jesus saying that it is enough for a servant to be like his master. Obviously, we wouldn't consider ourselves better than Jesus. Should we be treated by God the Father better than Jesus? Should we be free of all difficulties and trials and tribulations and opposition from the world? I don't think so. In the New Testament, it's made pretty clear that if we follow Jesus, we should expect similar difficulties and problems and even opposition and maybe persecution. Salvation in Christ is worth it all. Following Christ is worth whatever we face, whatever trials, problems, and difficulties to overcome in this world, it is worth it. Should we expect a trouble-free life just because we are Christian? I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions in Christianity, is that if you're blessed in Jesus, you will receive wealth or you will receive superior health, material things. No, that's not what the gospel is about. The gospel is not about receiving material blessings in this world, superior health as a gift from God. Now, if he chooses to give you one or more of these things, that's great. Use them to Christ's glory. But that is not what the gospel is about. The gospel is about the necessity of repenting of our sin, the kindness and grace, the mercy of God in Jesus, and how he went to the cross in order to bear our sin, to suffer and die in order that we would not be condemned. That is called the atonement. That's Jesus bringing us back to God the Father, settling the feud or the conflict that existed between us, and therefore we can be at peace with God once again. We can be forgiven. Christianity is to expect that at times it will be tough or that there may be hardship coming our way. And Christians around the world in certain cultures know this. There are many listeners to the Word today who are in difficult times or who have people that hate them simply because they're Christian. And they've done no evil to these other individuals, but there is such hatred against Jesus in the world that they will even attack his body, the members of the church. Hang in there. Please don't turn away from Jesus. When you are assaulted, you are actually bearing the suffering of Jesus. You are actually fulfilling a role as Jesus' person when that happens. Take comfort from the fact that in the future, nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what Paul the Apostle wrote. Jesus promises us that he is preparing a place with many rooms, many dwelling places. In fact, in the old King James Version, it used to say many mansions, and people get this idea, it's a mistaken notion that Jesus was intending, ooh, a lot of wealth, a lot of riches in heaven. So that's a primary point. That's not even going to be critical in heaven. The descriptions of the glory and beauty of heaven is to God's glory, to God's fame. We don't have that much of a concern about how rich or well off we'll be in heaven. Let's not make that a primary point. The word in the original language means to dwell or to remain. In other words, it's a permanent home. We're only traversing through this life. We're only pilgrims, as it has been said. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about us as being aliens and strangers on this earth. And in Hebrews chapter 11, I invite you to take a look at that chapter because it shows all these people of faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of these wonderful people like Moses and Abraham. They put their faith and hope in God for something in the future. They weren't living for the here and now. They were looking forward, it said in Hebrews, to a heavenly home, to a country that God would provide, not that this earth provides. This is what Jesus means, and this is why it's so comforting, is that we all have a home to go to in Jesus. Now, this is provided only through Jesus. You will not get this with other world religions. You will not get this with idols. You have to come to Christ. You have to forsake these other things and come to Jesus. It calls for wholehearted commitment to Him. You have to make a choice to come to Christ to receive this heavenly home, this eternal gift. And Jesus promises that He will take us to be with Him in eternity. That's so exciting and so comforting. In the meantime, it may be a desert. In the meantime, it may be difficult. We'll have to traverse hard things in this world. But this promise from Jesus is to take us to be with Him in eternity. Remember that Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not about getting more in this world. It's about getting to heaven and to take as many people along with us as possible. So please take comfort from this promise of Jesus. As He says, trust in God, trust also in Him. He is going to return and take you to be with Him in life everlasting. So look forward to that moment.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.